from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are back. It's 10:48 in the morning. Joe Starkey has the day off. Paul will be back in the studio in a matter of moments. Bob Pompiani here as well, as we continue with Pirate talk and also some Steeler talk. Week one is in the books. There have been some developments that are worth talking about. It's still very early in the process, so I wouldn't overreact to a lot of it, but we'll get into that. But I know, City Limits, you have something from a leftover of yesterday's show, which was the Dan Zangrilli postgame show, and how people are getting a little angered or whatever. They set up the stage for us.
Yes, so there was a very angry call in to Dan, and this caller, Chad, from Chambersburg, not a prank call with alliteration by any means. He was calling on Ben Cherington to do something at the deadline.
Chad in Chambersburg, after a 6-5 Pirates win, they salvaged the final game out in Arizona. What's up, Chad?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. First and foremost, Rowdy Tellez, thank you. Joey Bart, thank you. But Ben Cherington, this is a direct message to you. Are you awake? Are you awake? You are wasting generational talent in false schemes. Keller, Jones when he comes back healthy, this pitching staff, this fan base deserves more from you. Wake up! I know the owner is tight, but he has given you permission to do something. You are standing there sleeping, and then you go on your radio show and say, oh, we have deals, but we're not sure they're the right deals. This team has fought their butt off. Yes, they lack offensive talent. Yes, they are bad offensively, but they have fought back for two games over, one game over. Give them some help, you coward. Do something. Help this fan base out. Show you care. Go make a deal. This team has all the talent to make a run, and the fan base deserves more. I'm sick of this guy. He's had 5 years to develop something offensively. He's done nothing. He tanked for 3 years. He's done nothing to provide anything offensively. Go help this fan base. Help this team. They deserve it. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Chad.
I love how his heartbeat went from 220 down at the end to thank you, Dan.
He started off with a thank you to Rowdy Tellez and ended with a thank you to Dan Zangrilli.
But that goes to show you, and it's kind of like the pulse of what goes on with Pirate fan base. Paul, people are angry, and you know, I understand it because, again, you're in this thing to get a shot at the playoffs. And as the guy said on the Chad on the postgame show to Dan Zangrilli, what are you waiting for? Knock on the door. You're wasting some potential generational talent.
Speaking of angry, City Limits, do you want to know why I was...
Oh, the vending machine?
A few minutes, a minute late getting back. Remember the vending machine?
Yes, the vending machine.
What's now irritating
did
is
you kick it?
My guy from remember the guy from Penn Trafford is the guy that fixes
it. Yeah, fixes the vending machine.
I thought we were boys. I thought we were warriors together. He said, "Oh, we'll take care of it." How about this, Bob? This vending machine. They have these newfangled vending machines. I try to go and use, you know, the credit card part of it again.
So you can't use cash at all?
You can, but I was just trying to use the credit card thing, you know? And, of course, it spins and 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 spins. And then it says network error. I'm like, you just have me standing here. And the bottom line is every so often there's these little antennas on top. I've sort of figured out how to, you know, move the antenna a little bit to try and get better reception. I can't even do that anymore. So now I'm angry. Now you're going to get angry at me for at least the next half hour because of the vending machines. The good news is, the good news is I'm 25, 30 years older than, you know, because if I was like 25, 30 years old, knowing how I was back then, I probably would have picked one up and thrown it by now. Anyway. So let's listen. Did you just listen? I didn't hear the call. Can we do that again, the call?
Yeah, Chad in Chambersburg, not very pleased and happy about the current state of the Pirates at the trade deadline.
Chad in Chambersburg, after a 6-5 Pirates win, they salvaged the final game out in Arizona. What's up, Chad?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. First and foremost, Rowdy Tellez, thank you. Joey Bart, thank you. But Ben Cherington, this is a direct message to you. Are you awake? Are you awake? You are wasting generational talent in false schemes. Keller, Jones when he comes back healthy, this pitching staff, this fan base deserves more from you. Wake up! I know the owner is tight, but he has given you permission to do something. You are standing there sleeping, and then you go on your radio show and say, oh, we have deals, but we're not sure they're the right deals. This team has fought their butt off. Yes, they lack offensive talent. Yes, they are bad offensively, but they have fought back for two games over, one game over. Give them some help, you coward. Do something. Help this fan base out. Show you care. Go make a deal. This team has all the talent to make a run, and the fan base deserves more. I'm sick of this guy. He's had 5 years to develop something offensively. He's done nothing. He tanked for 3 years. He's done nothing to provide anything offensively. Go help this fan base. Help this team. They deserve it. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Chad.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's beautiful.
I think a lot of people out there realize that this team needs help. But you have to ask this question first and foremost. Do you think they are a playoff team as constructed with no additions by tomorrow?
I do not.
Which is why you need to make the deal. That's what I'm saying. You can help yourself in ways that, regardless of what you think of the rest of your overall roster, you can be winning games with one key hit or two key hits, and one of those guys coming in can maybe provide that.
I think they can be a 500 team how they're constructed.
Right, and that's good enough probably to get in as a
I think they're a 500 team, which is, you know, 81 and 81.
Look at the standings. You'll see that that's right near 500.
It's going to be about 85 or 86 wins. And that's what's going
to
take
to do it, especially where they've started.
Right.
They got to dig out, and they need people to help them dig. They need people to have shovels, and the people who are right now shoveling aren't good at shoveling.
Right. I just think that it's very simple. Very, very simple to me. As constructed, because of your pitching, you are probably an 81 and 81 team. As constructed. If you add two players and subtract the other part of adding two players, and they've already subtracted one of their problems, is Swinski's, you know, got sent down last night. If you subtract two of your liabilities, and you add two players that are reasonably good or whatever, I think this team's an 86, 87 win team maybe. And that's going to be enough to get in the playoffs. So, and as we talked about many, many times, you get into the playoffs with this group, with this pitching staff, you're going to have a shot to do something. 93.7 The Fan is your station for complete training camp coverage, presented by Smell Kia and brought to you by Guardian Caps, Armstrong Business Solutions. Weather is sunny in 79. It's a great day to schedule a heart screening with the experts at UPMC. And the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Listen to the Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle Cranberry. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at the 93.7thefan.com. Contesting page. The other part of it is you can't keep running these guys out there, because the long haul of a baseball season, it's going to expose them, period. So.
Well, we already saw that, haven't we? We've seen it with Sawinski. We've seen it with Connor Joe. We've seen it to some degree with Rowdy Tellez, and all these changed things around a little bit. But a lot of guys, the more they play,
the more they reveal
themselves for what they really are, which is not a bad thing. I mean, you're bench players. But you got to have more regular players delivering.
And that's really what they don't have. That's the problem. And so I think it's really important. I just feel like it's so important. And here's what I will tell you. I really fear, okay, that they waited too long.
I agree. I would have done this a month and a half ago. Six weeks ago.
Yeah,
I would have made deals. I would have said, look, I believe this is a crowded wild card. We can do something if I give them a chance, and I'm going to give them that chance they want.
Right. I just think it's just crazy to me. It's crazy. It's crazy to me that they've sat around and just sort of watched this go on. And they got away with it to a degree because they had that little five-game winning streak. But if you think about where they're at, right, I mean, they've essentially been a 500 team since the All-Star break. You know,
and well, they started 4-2, and then they go right out there and lose 2 of 3.
And if they go 1-3, if they go 1-2 in Houston –
that puts them right back to 500 since
then.
Then
they're back at 500. Then you got Arizona, San Diego, the Dodgers, San Diego. I mean, you've got a tough schedule. You know, you've got to get it going. So, and anyway, it's just important to understand that, you know, every game is crucial. Every minute of every game, every day that you don't make a deal, make your team better, it's crucial. And if you wait till tomorrow, essentially you're waiting two more days. Because whoever you trade for is not going to be able to play till Wednesday.
Exactly right.
And quite frankly, the way they do things, it's more likely they'll just say, well, we'll put them in the lineup for Thursday when we or Friday when we get back home. That's how it goes, isn't it?
Yes. But that's too late. You're wasting time. And it's going to come down to a game or two along the way with any of these teams.
Yeah.
So.
So, in other words, it's important to note that. It really is. And I just feel like it is it's going to be interesting to see these next, you know, until 6 o'clock. So, let's it's 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 24 hours plus another 7. 31 hours.
31 hours.
31 hours from now, we'll know what's going to happen. Coming up,
Paul. I predict, by the way, there will be something, but it's not going to be to the level of urgency.
Right.
It'll be somebody, something.
All right, well, let's do that, Bob. We're gonna take some Pirates calls after the break. How about that?
Chad is one of them.
Fan
is he
weather
back?
Brought to you by
Sun Shepherd. I haven't found Chad yet.
Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.